Come join all your friends at the Abbey, a Quincy tradition. Hey everybody, welcome to the Daily Muddy. I'm Ashley Conrad. Joining me today, Maggie Strong with Strong Consulting. Hello, Maggie. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. So there has been a lot of hubbub, we'll say, a lot of excitement on 6th Street, right?
There has been.
Yeah.
It's a long time coming, but we're seeing some dirt move.
Right. I just asked, I know that there is construction happening, but I wasn't sure if it was related to this. I'm assuming that it is, right?
It is. Construction okay. has officially started. It's closer to Vermont right now. We're working on the block between Hampshire and Vermont, and then it'll move over between Maine and Hampshire. So construction has started. That block is closed off. Can't get around the big bucket trucks there.
Yeah.
So it's pretty messy, but it's going to be worth it.
It's going to be worth it. So, of course, when we're talking about 6th Street, it's a 6th Street project that many people have seen in the news. There have been a lot of articles, a lot of social media conversations around it. Not all positive, but we won't go there today. So the 6th Street project is basically, in a nutshell, a project meant to beautify that street in Quincy, right?
Yeah, and I would even start before then.
Okay.
It's a project because we have aging infrastructure, right?
Yes.
All over the community, we mm-hmm. know that. And we have to make priorities. So 6th Street was on the list of priorities as far as we need to fix our sewer water utilities. We know those are aging, especially in the downtown area.
Sure.
So we knew 6th Street needed to have that happen. What we could have done is fix that. It was time to do that. The city could have done that and then just put up, you know, exactly what was there before, maybe put a few extra little lights or something.
But sure.
When the business owners and property owners along 6th Street knew that this was something that needed to happen, they decided, hey, let's make it special.
Yeah.
Let's take this opportunity, and while everything's dug up, let's come up with something more enhanced than our usual streetscape. And so that's where the public-private partnership has come in.
Which is pretty cool. So the businesses, can you name just a few that are involved? You don't have to name them all, but just like a few of the key players who maybe kind of brought this to the table or are really key players in bringing it
yeah,
to fruition.
I mean, I have a list of 100 different folks that
okay.
I communicate with the 6th Streeters, but I would say obviously Quincy Brewing Company
sure.
invested a ton of money in their facility and their building. We have Domestics, et cetera. It's been there forever. Just a stalwart. Joy is just always going, going, going.
Right.
Sweet Apricot. We have Electric Fountain Brewing moved over there. Soul to Soul. Just one, you know, some of the originals and some
sure.
of the newer places. Yellow Kiss, Plat Daddy, Ado. Open. So many of these businesses and these business owners and property owners have been engaged in this process. And I was looking back in my notes. We started talking in 2018.
Wow.
So this has been a long time coming.
It has, yeah. So, and when you're mentioning those businesses, these are the key players that kind of came together to form a committee to get this done. And when I say get this done, not only bringing the project to fruition, making sure that the kind of foundational stuff happens, but also key in getting it funded through various investments, right?
Yes.
And you did mention public and private, but there's also a pretty big grant, right?
Yes, there's a state of Illinois grant that we applied for. We applied for one grant back in 2020, I think, did not get that. We went back and we applied for another grant and we were lucky to receive that.
Right.
And I think many of the reasons that we received that grant is one, because it was a downtown investment grant.
Sure.
So we are downtown, we need investment in our streets. And I think they saw that the private businesses were putting their money behind
yeah.
these projects.
Putting their money where their mouth is, exactly. For sure. Yeah. So can you give me just, I know there are a lot of things that are going to be involved in this project. Of course, you mentioned, you know, infrastructure stuff, street stuff. But what else, you know, what else can we expect to kind of see in the coming months and maybe years? Or maybe you can even talk about the timeline.
Sure.
Okay.
The timeline. So, of course, we've already started. The construction should last through the end of this season. So construction season, which basically means through the end of the year, right?
Sure.
We're really hopeful. There might be a few things they'll have to do when they get back into it in the spring. But we're hopeful that most of the work, if the weather holds, will be able to be completed. So long-term gain, a little short-term pain as far as having everything dusty. And it'll be a little bit more difficult, but all the businesses will be open. They'll be able to walk through those. But what it looks like first is getting that not pretty underground infrastructure done, yep. right? So that's the stuff that takes a lot of money, a lot of time. Getting that done, we're getting that out of the way. Once we start rebuilding, it's going to be a beautiful streetscape, more enhanced, but will also fit within the rest of our historic downtown. So we're talking brick pavers, more lighting, more seating, just things that will make it a little special. A lot of trees. We know trees are good for people want shade, you know?
Right,
we want to
right.
walk someplace that looks nice. So when people liked someplace and they want to spend more time there, they usually end up spending more money. So that's really our goal.
Right, absolutely. And hopefully, so 6th Street, you know, it's a beautiful place. There are a lot of businesses. It is a small portion of Quincy, but hopefully this will be kind of a vortex that sucks more businesses in and kind of encourages them to do the same. And eventually, hopefully, the whole downtown area will be.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is happening on 6th Street, but it is so much bigger than 6th Street. This
right.
is a community project.
Sure.
You know, you have to make priorities and you have to choose where you're going to invest dollars.
Right.
Where you think you're going to get the biggest return on those dollars. So we know these dollars are already being invested by private folks. We're following up with some more public dollars in the hopes that, and we know this happens, that we're going to relinquish that with more tax dollars. People
sure.
would be spending more money in our downtown, and that will only trickle out.
Right, right. Yeah. So again, hopefully that kind of grows as we, you know, continue and more people see the benefits there. Now, as far as 6th Street, so walk me through kind of the, okay, so you said it's going to be done hopefully by the end of the
end of the year.
So what can we expect from now until the end? So there's not going to be business closures. There will be street closures. So can you walk
yes.
me through a little bit of that?
Yeah, we're going to have street closures. We're going to put up online on our 6th Street Facebook page, and it will kind of show you what the timeline will be.
Okay.
We're going to announce when we know there's street closures. We will put that up there. We want to keep the public really informed.
Yeah.
We have signs already that point people to different areas where they park. We're always going to make it the easiest as possible for pedestrians to get where they need to go and kind of show them the different routes. There's a lot of backdoor entries to these businesses, so we'll be encouraging, when construction's happening in the front of their business, we'll be encouraging folks to use their other doors if possible. If not, we're going to make it as easy as possible, plywood, whatever it takes
right.
to get
yeah.
people in these doors. So I think a lot of the 6th Street businesses are just hoping that people will stick with us.
Okay.
You know, show
be patient.
Up, maybe come, even, you know, when you think you can't get to the door, you're going to be able to get there. You know, keep an eye on social media so you know, know what's happening when and where you best to park. But
sure.
we're here, we're open, we're ready to serve you.
Excellent. And you mentioned a website. So if anybody is interested in more information about the 6th Street project or any business, you know, participating or, you know, how these businesses are going to be affected or not, where should they go?
They just go to Facebook, 6th Street Quincy. Everything is on there. So if you just Google us, you'll be able to find us.
Perfect. Maggie, thank you so much. I appreciate all the info and looking forward to see this project come to fruition. I think it's great. And I think it's going to be great for Quincy and proud of everybody for getting involved and putting their money where their mouth is and their efforts. And yeah, really excited to see what's coming.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot. Coming up next, I sit down with DOB. We talk about some scams to look out for. Stay tuned.
Instant Replay is your local sports bar. With 18 big screen TVs, we have all the sports packages from college games to pro games. We offer daily drink specials and come check out the bullpen, our newly renovated beer garden. Instant Replay, 2739 Chestnut in Quincy.
Are you looking for the perfect venue for your next special event? Check out Utopia Event Center.
Utopia has a large banquet room and an awesome bar area, perfect for anything from birthday parties to formal corporate meetings. It also offers a photo booth, stage for a DJ or a live band, and a fully stocked bar, all for only $300. Check us out at utopiaeventcenter.com or call Barn at 217-430-6559 for more information. Utopia Event Center, 900 North 12th Street in Quincy.
Kelly's has been a fun place to eat and drink in Quincy since 1982. A fun and friendly atmosphere, food with flavor, homemade cinnamon rolls, and famous cheese soup, the best menu in town. Kelly's, 2902 Broadway, Quincy.
The Tower, a great place to meet and eat. But did you know The Tower has one of the finest drink selections in our area? Along with its incredible Mexican menu, The Tower specializes in tequilas for every taste. Names like Patron, Cabo Wabo, and Hornitos. And don't forget the margaritas. On Mondays and Tuesdays, stop by and pick up a single-topping pizza and get Tower margaritas to go. Enjoy the Tower at home or in our dining room, bar area, or the Tower's signature climate-controlled porch. The Tower Pizza and Mexican in Quincy.
The Liquor Booth is your home for a huge selection of beer, wine, and spirits. The Liquor Booth has two locations in Quincy, 3520 Broadway and 1500 North 12th Street. The Liquor Booth, where it's always happy hour.
And welcome back. Joining me now, my pal D.O.B. What's going on, D.O.B.?
Just enjoying leap forward time.
Yeah.
We had leap day, and now we were leaping forward.
You know, I was just saying, normally it doesn't bother me, but for some reason this year, it's draining me. Maybe it's my age. Maybe it's like the weekend festivities, but it is just like, gosh, I really feel like Monday after the spring forward should be a holiday, just to give us all a moment to catch our breath. Figure out what we're going to do, maybe open some windows, get some fresh air, but yeah.
Also, I like your platform. I'll vote for you.
Right. Thank you. Also, use a little bit of that time to check the BBB website to, get yourself a little bit of awareness about what scams are surfacing now, and you're here to tell us all about those, right?
Which lane do you want to go down?
I don't know.
We've got several lanes today that we talked about.
All right.
Which one do you want to go down?
So let's start here, because we just did talk about weather warming up. Are there any that you want to, are there any scams that seem to be weather related or cyclical with weather patterns?
Certainly. So in the winter, we don't have too many door-to-door people. The folks don't solicit door-to-door very
right.
often, unless it's really nice out. So, and especially if we do get any weather, and I hope we don't get any bad storms, but we're coming on springtime and that does happen.
Yeah.
Last March, we had a storm that rolled through Hannibal and caused some hail damage. And we then, about a month or two after, started getting reports in our office about people who dealt with contractors who weren't honest. They didn't do what they were saying they're going to do. They got their insurance check, gave over the insurance check, and then no work was done. So if we do get weather and something happens, make sure that you, I know it's a frazzled time when that happens, but you really need to stop and take a look and look at the people who are soliciting you.
Yeah.
Not only look up their company name, but also look up who owns the company and try to figure out who that person is and look into their background a little
right.
bit. Because what we sometimes see is that a person will operate a company, they'll fall sideways for whatever reason. Maybe they get an F rating with a Better Business Bureau for not answering complaints and doing other things. And then they shut down that business and they open another one under a different name. And all of a sudden they have a, not necessarily with us, but with, you know, that bad reputation they had with that bad business, that's been washed away
yeah.
because now they're operating under this new name and there might not be that much information out about that business. So that's why you need to look up the owner's name and Google his or her name. So that way you can say, oh, well, wait a minute, this person owned that business and they didn't do this, that, or the other.
Yes. So, double, triple check, verify. Also, one thing that I tend to look for, because these people that are showing up at your door, sometimes they look pretty official, right? They have the name badge, the clipboard. They have a really good spiel,
mm-hmm.
right? They are really good at spitting this I guess it's their mission or their vision or how they're going to mm-hmm. help you, right? And they have it rehearsed to a T. I always look at fingernails. I know that that's very judgmental, but I do, because I'm like, okay, if this person is, so I'm like, all right, let me check out this person's fingernails, because
it's not
official.
Tip.
That's
no,
an
no.
Ashley tip. Okay.
But so, in that though, if you live in the city of Quincy, you live in the city of Hannibal.
Yeah.
We have solicitors' rules. They have to actually go to City Hall in each town and apply for a solicitor's permit.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So you can ask them to see that?
100%. So if anybody knocks at your door, whether it's, you know, for a storm, I mean, of course, if you're, you know, I know the Girl Scouts are selling Girl Scout cookies right mm. now. Obviously, the Girl Scout, the little Girl Scout down the street is not going to have a solicitor's permit.
You're right.
But these are the folks that, you know, if they come and they try to sell you solar, they try to sell you any tree trimming, they try to sell you on any roofing type of thing.
Yep.
They need to have that solicitor's permit. If they don't have that, make sure you contact City Hall and let them know that, actually, probably in Quincy, you'd want to call the non-emergency number and
yeah.
let them know that they're out there, and they'll decide whether or not they want to send somebody out there to talk to them. But I can't stress enough how at this time of year, if something does happen, how important it is to do your homework to make sure you have somebody competent and capable come onto your property and do that work.
Absolutely. And you mentioned roofing. It's also contracting. You see some scams, especially, you know, with warmer weather, that people are looking for contractors to help them build this or that, maybe even homes. And without, you know, word of mouth or checking with BBB, it is, I mean, it's possible. It's out. It happens. People, you know, I just saw that somebody blew $400,000 of their lifetime savings trying to get a house built, and they have nothing to show for it.
Because
so,
they didn't look into that
contractor. Yes. So it's like, you know, and it happens to everyone. It can happen at, you know, at any point. We all like to think that we're smarter than that, but people are getting really crafty, and it gets harder and harder to tell.
It's one thing to look up online reviews. It's another thing entirely to ask them for references, and actually, especially in that house situation, go and look at another house if they've built houses before and say, hey, can I talk to one of your former customers? And a legitimate business is going to have no problem doing that. They're going to offer you up three or four names. They're going to give you addresses, contact numbers. They're going to say, sure, go talk to this person. You can see what we did for them. It's those ones that are maybe a little dodgy and won't do that who you need to be worried about.
Yeah, absolutely. And then also this season brings about something that should be an amazing time in people's lives, and that's weddings. But there's also something to look out there too, right?
Well, yeah, we hear unfortunately from a lot of disgruntled brides and recent brides and brides-to-be about things that happen on the way to the altar, and it has nothing to do with their fiancé.
Yeah.
It has everything to do with the people that they've tried to hire for that special day. And again, we talked a little bit about research earlier. It's really important to research those wedding vendors. We just did a news release, a consumer warning over in the Springfield, Missouri area for a company that preserves your wedding flowers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And people were spending $600-$800 to have their wedding flowers preserved. They would do something, put some type of resin or something on it to preserve them, and then they were making some type of, you know, it looked very nice.
Yeah, sure.
But the people never got their flowers back. They never got those items that they purchased. So we hear about that. We hear about photographers.
Yeah, that's a big one.
And again,
that's
a wedding.
It's
a huge expense, and you got a one-shot opportunity.
Yeah.
If the photographer doesn't show up that day of the wedding, knock wood on that one-time opportunity.
Yeah.
But if that photographer doesn't show up, then what do you do on the day of? Mm. So you've got to make sure that you hire capable people. And at BBB.org, we've got an entire, because this is such a big deal and it's such an important time, we have a whole list of things for those who are prospective brides and grooms and who you know, just a list of things you might want to go through when you decide to hire someone, because unfortunately we do hear about people who, again, we talk about scams a lot, and these aren't necessarily scams. These are people who just are operating not in the best interest of people, and they don't do what they say they're going to do. So, you know, it's one thing to see somebody maybe at a bridal expo or something, or talk to them, and they give off this great positive vibe to you. But then when you go research them, that vibe might not be so great.
Right. Not a lot to back it up. And weddings are just so expensive. You want to do your due diligence to make sure that you're getting the best bang for your buck. Absolutely.
Yep.
And then, of course, everybody's talking about this, and that is tax season. And there's always crap going around with taxes, right?
Tax season, you got about a month left to file those.
Yep.
I wish that you had already filed, because one of the things we want to make sure, one of the best ways to head off any type of identity theft is to file early. I actually took my own advice, and I filed early, and I've already got my refund already.
Good for you.
So, yeah, good on us by doing that. So, again, you want to research people who are going to do that, because, again, we hear from consumers who hire tax preparers, and the tax preparer, believe it or not, sometimes they don't even file the taxes for them, and then they hear from the IRS about, hey, where are your taxes this year? So, you know, make sure you check the Baby Beef to find a good, reputable tax preparer. You know, if you happen to have your identity compromised and someone files taxes in on your name, it can be a really big deal. It's a huge mess. The IRS is one of the most impersonated organizations by scammers. If the IRS is calling you, that's not the IRS.
Red flag.
They're never going to call you.
Yeah.
If they say something about your Social Security card or your Social Security number being locked, that's baloney. That just doesn't happen.
Right.
So, you know, just be aware of things. There are certain things that you can do when you're filing your taxes to kind of safeguard you. You can get what's called an IP PIN number, identification PIN number through the IRS. But make sure you don't lose that, because if you lose that number and you go file your taxes and you don't have that six-digit number that they issue you, then it's just a whole different problem. So to try to prove to the IRS that you are you.
Yeah. But, I mean, still worth it if you can take any steps that you can take to help you know, help avoid getting falling victim to these things, because they it seems like they're just it's getting bigger and bigger, right? Yeah. More and more.
The fraud loss to imposter scams especially is just on the rise, because the scammers like to claim that they're the IRS, or they're trying to say that they're the FBI, or we even had one recently trying to say that they're the FDIC, the banking institution. So you just really have to be careful.
Right. Yeah. And I
and
think
talk to your older people, your older loved ones in all these situations.
I was going to say, and a lot of times they do it. It's like fear based. So making sure that you are talking to your neighbors, your parents, your grandparents, just to make sure that they are aware of all of this, and let them know that they can go to the BBB, is it .org?
.org, yes.
.org website to check out, you know, the most prevalent scams that are happening right now, but then also just look around and kind of educate yourself on what's out there. And if nothing else, give DOB a call here. He'll get you squared away. Yep. All right, Don O'Brien, always good to see you. Always terrible to talk about this crap, but I do love seeing you. So thank you so much. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Sounds good. Thank
you. All right, that does it for today's Daily Muddy. We'll catch you back here tomorrow for more.
Muddy River News, our home, our news.